The Coptic New Year Statement by the Honourable Jim Kyriakides, Member of Parliament of Scarborough, Agin Court. I'd like to take this opportunity to extend to members of Coptic Orthodox community in Canada a blessed Coptic New Year. The first day of the month of Tut marks the start of the Coptic New Year and the celebration of the Feast of El Nairos. On this feast day, Coptic Orthodox Christians honour those who have stood and confessed their faith in God and have given their lives for their convictions. The word Nairos is a Coptic origin and means the river. In mid-September, the water of the Nile River usually rises and prayers are offered to God that the increase of water will help the irrigation of the land. In 2013, Coptic New Year will be a very somber occasion as Coptic Orthodox Christians throughout the world pray and reflect upon the continued civil unrest in Egypt. As the chairperson of the Canadian Coptic Parliamentary Friendship Association, I hope and pray that all Egyptians, regardless of faith or political affiliation, can someday work together to build a lasting democracy. The situation in Egypt is getting worse by the day. Dozens of Coptic churches have been damaged or destroyed during this most recent conflict. Hundreds of worshippers have faced harassment and violence simply because of their faith. This violence is being carried out by the extremists who are using the political conflict as cover to carry out these acts. It is important to us to support the democratic process in Egypt and provide support and require assistance during this difficult time. As Egypt continues to find its way on the path to democracy, it is important that freedom of the press, human rights and the protection of the rights of women and religious minorities, including the Coptic community, are protected under the Egyptian constitution. I will continue to walk and stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we continue to struggle for the true democracy to return to Egypt. Regards, Honorable Jim Kyriakides, PC MP, Scarborough Agincourt.